I was going to run home, but now I'm not.
I'm going to go ahead and call this meeting to order, 6 Osage Nation Congress. It's our ZJO session. Date is September 10th. The time is 10:01 a.m. It's day six. First item on the agenda is prayer. Congressman Maker, would you say the prayer for us, please?
Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this day, and we want to ask you again to be here among us here and give us the guidance and wisdom and knowledge and courage to do the right thing for our people. We want you to bless those elders that so gives us our history and keep us going and tells us the right things to do for our people with all their knowledge. And bless the young, the future of our people, the future leaders. Keep them from harm. Show them the right road to the good life, Father. And bless those who are sick, having a hard time. And bless all of our people with a good meal today, Father. Do things we ask in Christ's name. Amen.
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 Thank you. Next item is roll call.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Here.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
I'm sorry, Congresswoman Pratt.
On to you.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Speaker Walker?
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn?
Present.
Okay, we have a quorum. Next item on the agenda is approval of the journal. Congressman Bickhorst.
With no objection, motion to approve minutes as presented.
Second.
Motion to approve the journal as presented by Congressman Bickhorst, seconded by Congresswoman Edwards. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, the journal is approved. Next is reports of select committees. Are there any select committee reports? Seeing none, reports of standing committees. Seeing none, introduction of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to be read in or introduced? Okay, moving right along. Item 7 is bills and resolutions on first reading. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. ONCA 1857, an act to establish in Osage law a budgetary process that is governed by the principles of transparency and accountability, providing the terms, defining terms, and status and limitations and setting an effective date.
Okay, thank you. ONCA 1857 is reported to the Government Operations Committee. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Congressman
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, I'd like to read in ONCA 1858, an act to provide an appropriation to the limited liability company Blue Stem Ranch LLC in the amount of $1,100,000 out of the Economic Development Fund and to establish an alternate effective date.
Okay, thank you. ONCA 1858 is reported to Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee. Go ahead.
I'd like to read in ONCA 1859, an act to amend section 2-311 of Title 15 to require the treasurer to report the total amount of unassigned revenues and unobligated funds to the Osage Nation Congress, to require the total be distributed to the Economic Development Fund, the Retained Revenue Fund, and the Permanent Fund, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. ONCA 1859 is reported to the Appropriations Committee. Congresswoman Edwards.
Good morning, everyone. Reading in ONCA 1860, an act to authorize and appropriate $180,000 to the Osage Nation Foundation to be administered and distributed as donations and matching grants for arts, culture, and history, and to establish an alternate effective date. For the new members, several years ago, we shifted our donations from the Office of the Chiefs to the Foundation Board to administer. It's worked out well, and that's what this is, a continuation of legislation that's just has been routine for the past several years. Also, ONCA 1861, an act to amend and restate 15 ONC 5 section 5-101 at SEC, and to establish an alternate effective date. This is the board's law, and every odd fiscal year this body is charged with setting the compensation for boards. This makes some amendments to the substantive law that's in front of it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. ONCA 1860 is reported to the Government Operations Committee, and ONCA 1861 is also assigned to the Government Operations Committee. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of Congress, I'd like to read in ONCR 1827, a resolution to authorize the Principal Chief of the Osage Nation to execute real property leases and right-of-way easements on restricted Indian lands on behalf of the Osage Nation through October 1st, 2019.
Thank you, Congresswoman. ONCR 1827 is reported to the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee. Okay, we are now on, well, let me make a note to the body. On Friday, I reported that ONCA 1824 would be on today's agenda on general order day one. It was inadvertently left off, so it will be on tomorrow's agenda on general order day one. We're now on general order day two. Amendments may be proposed. First bill is ONCA 1833, an act to authorize and appropriate $8,150,000 to the Higher Education Scholarship Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Okay, seeing none. Next is ONCA 1843, an act to provide an appropriation to the Office of the Attorney General of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2019 in the amount of $1,773,777 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Seeing none. Next is ONCA 1850, an act to amend ONCA 17-101 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Office of the Attorney General for fiscal year 2018 in the amount of $50,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Okay, seeing none. Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to advance ONCA 1833, ONCA 1843, and ONCA 1850. To third reading on tomorrow's agenda after engrossment, if you need that.
Second.
It's in order. Motion to advance ONCA 1833, ONCA 1843, and 1850 to general order day three.
third?
No, third reading after engrossment.
Right.
Seconded by Congresswoman Whitehorn. Discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, the motion carries. We are now at Congresswoman Edwards.
The Government Operations Committee will be meeting today from 1 to 2:50.
Okay, thank you for that notice. Congresswoman Pratt.
Culture Committee meets today from 5:30 to 6:45.
Okay, thank you. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes, Speaker Walker, just on review, I'm going to move to have ONCA 1857 reassigned to the Appropriations Committee.
Okay. We spoke about that this morning. There's a motion. What's the bill number?
1857.
Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Congressman Potts. Discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, motion carries. We're still in motions and notices. Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And just a reminder, education meeting tomorrow morning, 5:30 at 8:30 a.m.
Okay, thank you for that reminder. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
The Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee meets today at 3 p.m.
Okay, thank you for that. I was notified that Congresswoman Stabler made some hams for everyone. We appreciate that. I'm sure they're great. Are there any other motions and notices? Seeing none, Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Second.
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow by Congresswoman Edwards, seconded by Congresswoman, you said that? No, Pratt. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no? Okay, we're adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow.